Radio Business Report and Television Business Report Special Broadcast News. The man nicknamed the Zen Master is back, and with Sirius Satellite Radio, Mel Karmazin. In his first live on-air interview with Fox News Channel's Neil Cavuto last Friday afternoon, Karmazin explains his who, what, where, when, and why he did it with Cavuto. RBR and TVBR are glad that our friends at Fox News Channel are sharing this interview with us and for you to hear the real deal. If you are interested in more from RBR and TVBR as you listen, go to www.rbr.com or www.tvbr.tv and sign yourself up free for 60 Business Days, our line of media electronic morning and afternoon news media publications. Now, on with the show.
Industry watchers say the deal gives Sirius instant credibility, but it's also costing Sirius a pretty penny if reports are to be believed. Mr. Karmazin is getting a 2% stake in the company worth about $120 million and a $1.2 million annual salary, paltry by his past standards. Karmazin will have to deliver when it comes to subscribers. Sirius is lagging well behind its larger rival, XM Satellite Radio, but rapidly closing the gap. Joining us now on the phone to talk more about this, the dealmaker himself, Mel Karmazin. Mel, good to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Why did you do this?
Well, I didn't do it for the reason that you led up in the lead-in. I didn't get 2% of the stock. I got stock options at the yesterday's price. So if the stock goes up significantly, I will obviously participate in the gain. But it wasn't a gift of, 2% of the company. I have stock options at the price yesterday. I joined the company because this was the perfect, single perfect company for what I was looking for. After I left Viacom, took the summer off, came back, decided what it was that I wanted to do, and I'm an entrepreneur. When I started Infinity with two partners, we had three radio stations. The equity was worth $10 million. When we sold it to Viacom, it was sold for $18 billion. When I joined Westwood One, I'm not sure you're familiar with the company, but it's a...
Oh, yeah.
okay, great. And when I joined Westwood One, the stock was under $2, and today it's at $23. And what I enjoyed doing was being part of a growth company. I think Sirius is, really extraordinarily well-positioned. I think the decision of acquiring the NFL rights and Howard Stern that Scott Greenstein did with Joe Clayton was brilliant. It was transforming, not just transforming for satellite radio, I think transforming for radio. The growth has been terrific to date. And
but
I think
that growth, Mel, that growth has come with a lot of excessive spending. Now, I know you made Infinity what it was by reining in a lot of wasteful spending and watching costs, and that made you near and dear to Wall Street. Is that your first duty coming over to Sirius?
Neil, I think if you were to take a look at my history, it was that we always spent money on content. Whether or not it be Don Imus, whether or not it be Howard Stern, whether or not it be various sports rights. When I got to CBS, we made a decision to take the NFL. I understand they just renewed it again. We did a deal with the NCAA programming. CBS spent an extraordinary amount on programming. What I've always done is made sure that the money that was being spent, the investors' money, was being well spent, and there's nothing better to spend money on than programming.
But does that mean, Mel, in the case, we don't know what's accurate when it comes to Howard Stern, but $100 million a year are the figures that were bandied about. Does that seem excessive, even for someone of Howard Stern's marquee value?
Ask me the question at the end of 5 years, and once we see the number of subscribers, based on the numbers that I was taken through, and based on certain assumptions, which, look to be conservative, but you never know until you get there, this was a very smart, terrific investment, not unlike, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention Rupert Murdoch's name on this channel, but Rupert made a extraordinary attraction when he took the NFL originally away from CBS. The NFL did for Fox was it really got them to pick up affiliates, it got them to, really have a position. And I think that the acquisition of the NFL, the acquisition of Howard Stern, is not unlike that.
Well, could I ask you, though, Mel, we have XM as your rival.
Uh-huh.
Can you have two satellite radio stations thriving?
Well, you have two you know, satellite television companies, both hopefully thriving in DirecTV and Dish Network. I think satellite radio has more opportunity than satellite television because of the mobile nature of it. You know, most people are not watching satellite television in their car. They're not watching it on their boats. They're not watching it in their, you know, RVs. So you add the home together with all of these other things. I think that just like ESPN and MTV is what got people to subscribe to cable, you know, it wasn't just the broadcast stations because they had them. It was the addition of ESPN and MTV. And I think that Howard and the NFL are like that. I also believe that those will be the vehicles that will drive people to, excuse the expression, driving, but drive people to buy satellite radio. If, in fact, satellite radio goes to, I mean, there's 100 million homes in the United States all listening to radio now. If content, very important content, moves over to satellite radio, with Sirius getting the bulk of that desirable content, I believe the subscriber numbers will be extraordinary and certainly provide shareholders with the opportunity to see these gains.
All right.
I will tell you what I did today. And again,
Very quickly, Mel, I'm sorry.
I'm just one individual. I believe in the company so much that I bought, I mean, there'll be a filing on Monday, but in the open market today, I bought 1.5 million shares.
Okay.
Of Sirius.
All right.
Cash, you know, how many CEOs are taking their money and buying their stock?
Good point. Mel Karmazin, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. We wish you well. Quite an undertaking. Mel Karmazin.
Read, learn, and make money, and be totally informed, period. Every morning, 260 days a year. Go to www.rbr.com or www.tvbr.tv and sign yourself up for a free 60 business day trial run. RBR, TVBR, for 22 years, first, fast, factual, and independently owned. I'm Bob DiCarlo.